Well, good afternoon to everybody. Let's go to Genesis. This is our prayer. Dear Father, we come before you, depending on you this afternoon, dear Lord. May you anoint your word. Will you speak through these lips of clay, this little dust, and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis 4:9. We want to read where this thought came from. We'll start at the first verse. It says, and Adam knew Eve, or if someone wanted to read for me, I'd appreciate it. It's easier for me. We'll start at first and we'll go to 9.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
I was just thinking about this thought of, am I my brother's keeper? Cain and Abel, they gave their offering, and Abel's was accepted, Cain's wasn't. I'm not sure exactly why Cain's offering wasn't accepted unto God, but Cain became angry, and he slew his brother. And then he said, then when God asked him where his brother is, he said, I know not. He knew, but he didn't acknowledge it. He said, am I my brother's keeper? But I want you to read that 10th verse too.
And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground.
You know, I was thinking about this thought. Maybe in a lot of cases, our brother, if we have hurt them, in a sense, their blood, their voice is crying from the ground. We don't want to be responsible for anyone else being discouraged. We don't want to be the responsible person. And so we want to think about, when we answer that question, am I my brother's keeper? We can answer with yes, I am my brother's keeper. And we need to be careful how we handle one another because we are their keeper. Sometimes it can be a word, a careless word, or maybe a careless way of thinking. Sometimes we don't think when we deal with other people. We don't realize how they might be affected. I was told of a situation how that these people, they were serving food, and you know, one of the persons didn't want the other person to have some of what they fixed, and that was offensive. It's not that I feel like anybody here is in this level, so don't feel like it's not. But it's something that all of us can be careful of, because maybe the little small things that we don't consider very important may be important to someone else. So we need to be careful how we handle one another. Why should we be careful how we handle one another? Why? Well, I believe that God has put the care of our brother, sister, neighbors in our hands. I believe he's given us that to care for other people. And so we got to think about some, we can't expect to maybe go and leave this world and go to heaven by ourselves. We're going to go together. Do you know, I was thinking about the Good Samaritan. Let's go to Luke 10. And let's think about how that those three people, there were three people that saw this man laying there in need. Only one of them stopped to take care of him. Let's look at what kind of people that didn't. So I think we should do all we can to try to help others. I found since I've been here in Guthrie, there's been so much kindness, and I really appreciate it. But it doesn't just here. Wherever we go, whether it's on the job or whether it's our neighbors, whatever, we want to do all we can for others. 10 and 30, start at verse 30.
And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise the Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more when I come again, I will repay thee.
Okay, now look. Who saw the man first? It was a priest. This was a religious leader. No doubt he felt no responsibility to this poor man in need. But he's going to heaven, right? He's looked up to as a very important person when it comes to spiritual things. And then the next was a Levite. He again was another spiritual leader, a person that you would expect to go to heaven. You expect to look at them, their example, and follow him. But they just ignored him. And I was thinking about how we can't think that, oh, I'm righteous. I'm going to do this. I'm doing fine with the Lord. And ignore our brother or our neighbor. We can't do that. God gives us the responsibility of those in our sphere, whoever is around us. It could be our grandchildren. It could be, you know, I love children, so I'd like to be around children. But some people, that's just a child. Let them go on. No, we are responsible. Even the things we say to little children, I think I've said this before, we're responsible for the care of those little children. Yeah. Or whoever they are, could be a stranger, never seen them before, but we're responsible. What can we do to show them that we love God, we're a part of God? How can we care for that person? We can't just go, I'm saved, and act like don't care. Maybe the Lord may give you one little word to say to somebody in the grocery store. How are you doing? How's your day? You know, I hope you have a good day. Spread some sunshine. Whatever we can do, let's do this care for others. So we want to care for others as ourselves. The reason Jesus gave this parable was because up above here, a lawyer, it says starting at 25th verse.
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law, and how readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus,
That's good. Now, God was showing him that what to do. You're going to love God with all your heart. That's the righteous person. I'm loving God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. But then it says, thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So we're going to love our brethren, our neighbor, as ourselves. How can we love our brother as ourselves? We're going to consider how we want to be treated. So before we speak that word, harsh word, or that, you know, I had this experience just recently, and I'll tell you, I cannot tell all the details, but I was telling of a grief that I was going through. And the person spoke to me, and they told me what I should do in the future. The words they said, they were close to me, so they felt they could say it. But it hurt very deep. So sometimes, even when you feel you're close to a person, maybe your sister, maybe your brother or your companion, still you have to be careful how you say it. You may be very close to that person, but put yourself in their place. When this scripture says, love thy neighbor as thyself, how would you want them to say what you're getting ready to say to you? Would you want to hear those words? So we have to be careful, don't we? And sometimes it's easier for us to do it for other people than it is the very ones in our own household. Sometimes how we are maybe more careful what we say to other people, go to church or something, And then in our home, we get kind of careless, don't we? So we need to use that same principle that Jesus says here, love thy neighbor as thyself. Use that with your companion. Use that with your sister, your brother, or whoever. Let's sing this song, 253. You know it's afternoon service, and I know it's easy to get kind of sleepy. But not only so, I feel like we need to sing this together.
Let us ever love each other with a heart that's warm and true, ever doing to our brother as to us we'd have him do, kind and loving to each other, gentle words to all we meet. Thus we follow Christ our Savior, proving all his service sweet. When the heart is sad and lonely, and the eyes with tears o'erflow, gentle words and deeds of kindness fall like sunbeams on the snow. Kind and loving to each other, gentle words to all we meet. Thus we follow Christ our Savior, proving all his service sweet. Let us help our fallen brother, lift him gently by the hand, speaking words of cheer and comfort, point him to a better land. Kind and loving to each other, gentle words to all we meet. Thus we follow Christ our Savior, proving all his service sweet. In this world of toil and sorrow, many hearts are full of care. Let us live to serve our Master and each other's burdens bear. Kind and loving to each other, gentle words to all we meet. Thus we follow Christ our Savior, proving all his service sweet.
So you see, God wants us to, this song says, let us ever love each other with a heart that's warm and true, ever doing to our brother as to us we'd have him do. And so that's what this means. It means think about what we would, what we are getting ready to do or say to the person. Would we want them to say it to us, or would we want someone else to say it to us? We have to be so careful, not only how we speak to people, but how we deal with them, how we handle them. And I was thinking about Cain and Abel. The voice of Abel was crying to God from the earth. We don't want somebody's voice crying to God from the earth because of something we said or something we did. So we have to be very careful, don't we? Let's go to Matthew 19 and verse 19. It just says, honor thy father and mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So this is just confirming that however we want people to deal with us, we want to deal with them. But it didn't just say deal with them, it said love them. Love thy neighbor. That's the first thing. That's how we're going to be able to be our brother's keeper. We're going to love them. Love our brother. Love our neighbor as ourselves. We're going to put it not just, oh, I love everybody. Yes, we do. But we're going to put it down on the level of how I love me, I love you the same way, on that same level. And you know we all love our own selves. I don't know. I haven't met too many people don't love themselves. That's why a lot of people do the things they do. They're protecting themselves. So the same way with someone else. Let's go to Ephesians now, 4 and 29.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
So, what we're going to do is the words we say, we're going to say them that is going to edify somebody. If it's not going to edify, it's best not to say it. Many people are hurt by words. You know, there's a little saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. But is that true? It's not really true. We can say that and think we can, you know, rise above words, but words have effect. And sometimes they go very deep into a person's heart, and it may even make them feel some way about themselves that they're not. You know, if you tell a child you're just gonna be a failure. That's not good to tell children that, because then they might begin to feel like I'm a failure. I can't do nothing right. You just sometimes parents get upset and they might say, boy, you can't do nothing right. Or start saying, you're just so clumsy. And you this. And then the child has to grow up with that feeling that I'm clumsy. I can't do this. And they have to work through those things. Some children can do that, but some can't. And some are hindered. And not only children, grown-ups, husbands, wives. Sometimes you get upset with each other and say little things. Oh, you're always burning up the food. Then the wife feels intimidated. She feels, I don't think I can quite make the mark. We have to be careful, don't we? Or, you know, husband like to kick off his shoes right where you take them off and just leave them there. And the wife could, I wish you wouldn't just leave your shoes there. Always somebody has to trip over them and all these kind of things. We need kind words, don't we? Kind words. It's going to make a difference in how we portray we love each other. How can you tell a wife you love her and you just got through fussing at her? It's kind of hard for her to comprehend love that way. So we need to be kind and gentle in our words. That way we can not only tell them, but we can show them our love. Let's go to Luke 6 and 31. So yes, we're going to consider ourselves, and Galatians 6 and 1 also.
And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same.
Do you know something? The challenge is to just pour so much love on those people that don't do good to you. That's what we do. Just pour the love on. I believe that's what God wants us to do. Jesus did it. Jesus loved us. Can you imagine what it was like? And I think of the cross so much when I think about it. He is racking in pain and has been disgraced and been spit on and have the thorn, a crown of thorns on his head. And yet he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He make an excuse. He poured love on mankind when they crucified him. Do you read the Galatians 1, 2? Galatians 6 and 1.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted.
Even if you are in a place to try to restore someone that has been overtaken in a fault, you still must be handle it in a way considering yourself. What if this was me? We should do like this. If my soul, your soul was in my soul stead, then I could shake my head, right? Job 16 and 4. Let's read that. If your soul was in my soul stead, then I could shake my head. This is the attitude we need to have. Switch it around. Suppose I'm the person there that judgment is to be placed on. How would I feel? How would I want to be handled? You want to read that?
I also could speak as ye do if your soul were in my soul's stead. I could heap up words against you and shake mine head at you.
So we want to put our feet in the other person's moccasins, so to speak, when we're trying to make judgments to them. Now, we as a church are one body. So every part of us is important, right? And I think about, I have arthritis in my hands. Now when my wrist, when it hurts, the rest of me don't go and ignore it. My left hand's gonna rub the right hand, soothe it, and try to do what we can to make you feel better. Or if you stump your toe, you're gonna use the rest part of you to make the toe feel better. Well, the same way with us, we're our brother's keeper. If our brother's in need, or I'm not talking about financial need, emotional need, we're going to try to nourish and cherish and encourage one another. I hope when we leave here today, all of us will be inspired to show more love to other people, to do what we can, give a phone call. You know, sometimes person is a widow. It's a lonely life. So a phone call would be real nice. You know, or stop by and visit. Or maybe not a widow. Maybe they've been in sickness. Sometimes some sickness you may not do that because of catching it. But whatever we can. Maybe it's taking a plate of food. Let's be busy trying to do all we can to be our brother's keeper. And so, are we our brother's keeper? Yes, we're our brother's keeper. And let's do all we can for each other. Let's sing 509. I would like us to sing that one together.
Turmoil we see, God's people face daily this struggle. Only love will keep us free.
Yes.
Winning each other, brethren, for only love will carry us through. Let us stand by each other, brethren. Take courage, be faithful and true. Oh, how sad to see some of our brethren as they strive for earth's pleasure and gold, become selfish and strive with each other. Love and kindness have quickly grown cold. We need each other, brethren, for only love will carry us through. Let us stand by each other, brethren. Take courage, be faithful and true. Lord, give us true warmth and affection. When one fails, help us rescue his soul. He's not heavy, for he is my brother. Let us cry as we carry his load. We need each other, brethren, for only love will carry us through. Let us stand by each other, brethren. Take courage, be faithful and true. Dear saints, let us vow to each other, I will help, I will comfort and pray. I will stand by your side and defend you in this battle you're facing today. We need each other, brethren, for only love will carry us through. Let us stand by each other. Take courage, be faithful and true.
And so I was thinking how that Jesus was our example in the way he handled people. You think of the lady that was taken in adultery. He could have said, been very harsh to her. You did wrong, you have to pay. Tough love, right? But I don't think Jesus didn't handle it like that. He said, where are thine accusers? She said, no more, no man, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And many times he handled people. Sometimes he was really firm. There were times when he had to be firm. But I believe that he wants us to use the example of treating others as we want to be treated, handling them in the way we would want to be handled in the case, same situation. So I want to encourage us that we will remember that we are our brother's keeper. Pray for me.